love of Jesus something wonderful. I like that word wonderful because it speaks of being filled with wonder. Does the love of Jesus fill you with wonder? Take time to think about how he could love me as he does. If it doesn't fill you with wonder, you really don't know the love of Christ yet, as he wants to reveal himself to you. But that's something God, the Holy Spirit, wants to do. He wants to make the love of Christ very real to us, personally real, intimately real. And so it's good to sing about the love of Jesus and think about Calvary. You know, that's where he showed his love to us. A little boy was asked, Sunday school class was asked to draw a picture of love. And some kids drew hearts, of course, and things of that sort. But somebody drew Calvary, drew a picture of a hill with three crosses. And of course, that was right. This is where God expressed his love to us, on Calvary. And we can only understand the love of God as we think about Calvary. Our Savior hanging there for us. I wonder what he saw in me, we sang before, to suffer such deep agony. Praise God. Sometimes people ask me questions that I can't answer. Like, if God is love, why does he let this happen? And why does he let that happen? Why is there this suffering in the world? And why is that war going on? And so on. I can never come up with a good answer for that, because I can't understand that. But I can do what Jesus did sometimes. I can answer a question with a question. And so then I tell them, well, if God isn't love, then why would he send his own son to die for a sinner such as I? Why would he leave heaven, the glory of heaven, and come down into the sin-cursed world, take my sin and my guilt upon himself, and take it to Calvary for me, so that I could become his child and I could know him and live with him forever? If God isn't love, why would he do that? Well, they usually can't answer that question. But you know, that's where we see the love of God. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son to be the propitiation for our sins. You can't understand God's love apart from Calvary. You have to. That's where you see the love of Christ in its purest form. And so I trust this week, while we're together, that we'll think much about Calvary. We'll praise him much for shedding his precious blood. And we'll get a greater sight of Jesus and his love for us. And we'll be really able to sing by the end of the week, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Praise God. And we'll really be filled with wonder as we sing it. Praise God. Okay. I trust we'll get to know one another. I'm sure you've been doing that. The nice thing about camp is that we spend a lot of time fellowshipping with one another, opening our hearts to each other, taking each other's prayers upon our hearts. Not all the ministry comes from behind here. It comes from you and the Holy Spirit anointing us and blessing our conversations and helping us to pray one for another. And so let's give ourselves to that ministry. And as you give out, God will pour in.
Amen.
One time I was in Port Jefferson, Long Island, attending a meeting there as a teenager. And a woman had gotten online to be prayed for because she was sick. And there were others that had gotten online to be prayed for. And the evangelist seemed to have some gift of healing. Seemed God blessed him in that way, so he was praying for this one and that one. But while this woman was online, she saw this person in front of her. This person was worse than she was. And she was so moved that she laid her hands on that person and prayed for that person. And she said, while I prayed for that person, the Lord healed me. While I prayed for that person, the Lord healed me. And so maybe the Lord will meet your need this week as you pray for someone else and take upon your heart the needs of others. Let's look to him in prayer together. Yet, praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful love of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that It's beyond our human comprehending. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit is able to make the love of Christ real to us. We thank you for the measure in which you've done that, Lord. And we know, Lord, that we just tapped the surface. Throughout this week, Lord, we pray that you will manifest your great love. In every meeting, Lord, and in all of our fellowship, let the love of Christ flow. Let the love of Christ be felt. And Lord, if there's anyone here that is not convinced of the love that Jesus has for them, Lord, we pray. We pray for that one, that that person will come to know the love of Christ in a life-changing way.
Yes.
Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for us in these days, all that you've been doing already. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit will have his way. We ask, Lord, that you'll find vessels through which you can flow through. Lord, we're just here at your disposal. And we want you to speak to us. And we want you to touch us, Lord. We want you to move in our midst, Lord Jesus. You know the needs that are represented here. Spiritual needs, physical needs. Every type of need, Lord, perhaps. And Jesus, we just want to come to you as we are. Lord, we know that you know all about these needs, and you've already made provision that all of these needs may be met in Christ. And so help us, Lord, to just give ourselves to you. We know that as we do, you'll give yourself to us as well. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.